Hi, I'm Tammy Greenberg, Senior Vice President for Business Development at the REB, and welcome to Radio on Main Street, the podcast all about radio. Our latest podcast series comes to you from the 2023 ANA Masters of Marketing Conference, where chief marketing officers, brand stewards, advertising directors, research providers, ad tech, and media professionals all come together with a laser focus on growth. The conference showcased creative thinking, strategies, and best practices that leading brands have implemented to drive growth by meeting and exceeding their consumers' needs. REB had the opportunity to chat with many attendees about their businesses, their marketing goals, the issues that they're most focused on, and of course, their thoughts about radio. In our fifth episode of Radio on Main Street at the ANA Masters of Marketing, Erica Farber, President and CEO of the REB, chats with my dear friend, David Matathia. David is head of strategy at Fitzco, and Fitzco is a fully integrated and independent agency based in Atlanta. Fitzco's secret sauce is to bring all of their disciplines, including strategy, creative, and media, together to collaboratively address challenges and objectives to create breakthrough solutions that have real-world impact. Of note, Fitzco is also a multi-year Radio Mercury Awards-winning shop.
Well, it's wonderful to see you again.
You as well. It's been a while.
It has been a while. And here we are at another ANA, mm-hmm. And it's busy, and there's 2,300 people.
That's it? Just 2,300 of our closest friends?
That's it.
Yeah.
What are you hearing in the hallways this year?
So much. Lots of interesting discussion around, for me, a couple of things I'm taking away, lots of talk about how there's tons of data and not a lot of insight, which as a strategist hurts my heart and soul, but I think is a reality of not having a ton of time. I think we're all trying to get to things faster, and it's sometimes at the expense of the depth that we used to be able to sort of take the time to really craft and, you know, hone things to get to something that was really interesting and pivotal. But I think the experts who've been on stage who are doing it well and who are, you know, the people we all look up to in the agency are the ones that still hold the importance of insight and human truth and sort of hold it up as the thing that they sort of follow.
Right.
Heard a lot about consumer obsession and not losing sight of consumers and what they want and how we play meaningful roles in their lives and how we adapt to behaviors and build products and solutions around them. So it's kind of funny because it's kind of like what's old is new again. It's like a lot of the same tried and true things that we all know and hold dear and but sometimes lose sight of. So in a interesting way, it's kind of reassuring to hear that the folks that are again doing it well and the sort of people we're celebrating on stage are just holding true to those principles and making sure that they're really doing things all around people.
Tell us a little bit about Fitzco. Your company is very dear to our heart at the REB.
Yeah.
You've done some amazing creative work where you've won Best in Show of Radio Mercury Awards.
Very proud of it.
Well, we are too, because you guys have done some really incredible things with
Thank
radio.
You. We appreciate it.
But again, share a little bit about the philosophy of your agency and what's going on with you guys today.
Yeah, I mean, so we are in Atlanta, Georgia. We're about 125 people, fully integrated, which at our size is kind of interesting. So we have a full data science and analytics practice. We have in-house media, as well as a content studio, creative, all. So really soup to nuts, which at our size, we think is pretty interesting. We don't find many shops of our size that really can kind of work end-to-end for clients. So that drives a lot of the ethos of how we think. We believe that integrated thinking and integrated ways of looking at the world is kind of the only way to do it, because consumers aren't sitting on their couches or in their cars listening to things and saying, oh, that was a performance ad, or that was a brand ad, or that came from the media shop. They just are consumers of information and messages.
Right.
So the more we can think about things holistically and bring all of our different perspectives to any problem, we think that's when we're at our best. And we think that's actually when clients benefit the most versus having to call six different specialists to sort of solve one and sort of ideate around one problem. We're pretty proud of the fact that we can bring all these different diverse perspectives to bear. So integrated is the only way is kind of an ethos we've adapted. And we've got a practice that we sort of use to unlock brand solutions around the idea of unleashing brand energy. We believe that all brands have inherently good things inside of them, but there's inevitably things that are sort of standing in their way. So we do a lot of diligence and work and exploratory to figure out what that goodness is, and then look at, okay, what is standing in its way? What's blocking it from actually, you know, maximizing its effort in the marketplace? And then we sort of use those and put that into an equation to come to a new conclusion, which we call new energy. And then we use our data and science and analytics folks to measure, which we call return on energy. So it's this kind of continuous loop.
That.
Yeah, it's this kind of continuous loop that we talk about and think about. And it's just so it's a really interesting way to think about brands. And the other nice thing about it is it's agnostic to any one of our disciplines. So the media team uses it, the analytics practice use it. Obviously, you know, brand positioning, we use it. We use it to unlock new platforms and creative campaigns. So it's nice just to have one operating sort of system that works across the whole agency. And it's a nice also because, again, it does bring us all together around a single theme and idea. So when we do bring those integrated solutions, we're all talking a common language.
You talk about bringing everyone together. You know, COVID has changed
the
office environment so much. Do you have remote workers or are you all physically in the office?
We're primarily all in the office. We have a few folks who have who moved during COVID or moved post-COVID who were near and dear to us. So we kept them aboard. We're officially in the office a couple of days a week, and we have a couple of days work from home. We try to be flexible about it. We know that it changed everyone's perspective, and some people really enjoy the remote piece. So we try to give people freedom to do what they will. I will be in the office almost every day. That's just my habit. I like being in the office. I like being around people. I like being at the wall and putting things up. We realize that everyone's working differently. So we're trying to cater to everyone's unique sort of desires and how it works best for them.
It may not seem this way to you, but as an outsider, your title is very unique. I don't hear strategy in people's titles anymore.
Yeah.
So how does that fit within the whole ecosystem of FITSCO?
Yeah, you know, I think strategists and our discipline are interesting because we're the inventors of new forms of strategy every year. Like we love to do blank strategist. So in our world, I run a group that consists of basically three flavors of strategy, if you will. I've got brand strategy, I've got social strategy, and I've got communication strategy. And obviously work really closely with our media strategists who sit within the media group, as well as data scientists who are a different form of strategist. So there's lots of people with sort of strategic functions. And the nice thing about the data science piece being sort of the what I call sort of the bookends, if you will, it sort of starts with strategy and it also ends with strategy. So it's the strategic input up front of our data folks to help us like really delve in on like what's driving the business, where are the gaps and sort of ultimately delivering on return, but then also bookending that with the measurement side, which obviously is sometimes directly in my purview, sometimes not. If it's, you know, brand tracking, those kinds of things, that falls within me. If it's more sort of the business measurement side, it will form within them. So it's this tight partnership. So I'm kind of a link in the chain along a lots of those different pieces, if you will. That's kind of how it works with us. And the nice thing too is that we're still at a nice size and we're relatively small at 125-ish. So it's, you know, we're all pretty tight and pretty close. So we sort of butt over each other all the time and are, you know, finishing each other's sentences and colliding in a good way. So it works.
So as I mentioned a little bit earlier, audio and radio has been utilized incredibly well by FITSCO.
Yeah.
So from your perspective, especially from a strategy standpoint, where do you see audio and radio today?
I still think it's obviously such a captive, personal choice in the, you know, when I think about how I, as a consumer, because we all consumers, obviously, you know, in addition to being working in this business, my audio experience, it's kind of one of the few things that's wholly mine. You know, when I like the conditions of which I choose to listen to what I choose, like are often one of the few times where I really get to call all the shots. If I'm in my car, it's my seat setting. I'm controlling the temperature. It is an environment in a world where like I get to literally have all the control. I don't have my kid trying to dictate, although they try to change the channel or whatever it might be. I won't let them.
Right.
So I get that opportunity to like, I am painting this little world that is just mine for those moments. And it literally is always, and it's, the nice thing about audio for me is it's just so mood based, right? Like, and I mean, I'm a musician also at, you know, when I'm not trying to do this day job. So for me, it's like music is, it's such an important part of me because it literally immediately can turn my mood. And so just to have that small moments of control where I have no other outside forces telling me what to do, how to be, how to act. I still think it like that captivity and that, you know, knowing people are kind of in that mindset, it sort of puts audio in this very unique space that like when we're so distracted by everything else and everything else is meant to capture attention in, you know, what, a third of a second, you know, audio still remains this immersive, one of the last maybe like immersive mediums that you can really get lost in. And again, sort of paint this environment that's wholly yours. And I don't think we have many of those left anymore.
So what could we do better to make sure that more people in positions like you feel as strongly about audio as you do?
Yeah, you know, I think it really comes down to the role of the medium and sort of how it fits in. I mean, we all talk about ecosystems and other highfalutin words. And I think one thing we try to be really pretty diligent about is different channels do things differently. Not all channels are created equal, right? And each one of them has a different job to do. And if you know that you have this immersive, captive, personalized, you know, experience for people when they're engaging with audio mediums, that lends itself to a different kind of solution than something that is meant to garner an impression in a second.
Right.
And so continuing to, I think, remind us all and like remember, like that is a very unique and rare and special moment and opportunity you have. And the creative freedom that it opens up to you to be, you know, some of the stuff that we did that we were proud of with you guys, that was, you know, it was so engaging and so funny. And like you, it was like almost like the audio theater back in the day where like you really had to stick with the story, but the payoff was so worth it. Like we don't even write messages that way anymore. We used to write messages where there were these arcs and there was a, you know, and then we like, the payoff was at the end. And now we've inverted everything to put the message, put the payoff up front. Cause we want to make sure you get the impression. You can actually still almost write in the old school in audio, like in a great way. And I think just knowing that and reminding everyone how different, unique, special it is and how it allows you to sort of really have more creative freedom. I think that it kind of makes it a one of one. Mm-hmm. And I think the more we take advantage of it, the better we are.
Are you working on anything now that's including audio that you can share with us?
I know we've got audio in the mix on a couple of different things. We've got some holiday work coming out that I can't talk about at the moment, unfortunately, just because it's not totally public.
Understand.
But yes, there's some audio stuff coming that will launch post-Thanksgiving through the new year. So keep your eyes and ears, or I guess keep your ears open and stay tuned.
Well, we will anxiously be awaiting that because I said you put out some of the most creative uses of audio of just about anybody.
Oh, we really appreciate that. Thank you. That means the world coming from you. Thank you so much.
Incredible work.
Thank you. Thank you.
So you're a strategist, you're a big thinker. If you look at the future, is there something that you're most excited about that you think is maybe going to be a game changer that we should all be prepared to be focused on and thinking about?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like if I don't say AI, they take away my advertising card.
I didn't even ask it.
But I mean, I think that's the thing that everyone's out. There's a lot of conversation about it here.
Yes.
I think the reality is, I don't think we really know. I mean, I think we're all experimenting. I think we're all figuring it out. And I do think it will have sweeping changes. But I'd be lying sitting here if I said I knew what those answers were, because I don't think any of us truly do.
Right.
But like everybody else, we're dabbling and trying to sort of find ways both strategically to use it, you know, in terms of, you know, quick information gathering to helping us actually generate creative, you know, creative in certain cases. So we are definitely tinkering and playing. So I guess I'm excited about how it will be a complement to us. I don't think it's going to replace the need for human intuition and human nuance and creativity. But I think any time that there's sort of a revolutionary thing that can be a new aid to us, that's always terribly exciting. I think for me, the thing that has me most excited is also just like the nice thing I love about the agency world is we're kind of constantly reinventing. You know, we're always in a state of how are we going to, you know, shape shift to what the market needs. And I think we're all in some way, shape, or form experiencing that now, you know, the need to generate higher volumes of content across many different types of environments, different screens, different audio formats, whatever it might be, and you know, do it at speed and do it at scale. Like those things kind of, if you throw them all in the mix, like they almost don't make sense. They're almost like diametrically opposed, but that's the remit that I think we're all getting from so many brands today. So trying to just figure out how to, you know, you don't want to be, you know, all things to all people because you want to stay true to what we are as an agency. But at the same time, we have to find a way to be flexible in how we model ourselves and build ourselves to meet the needs of so many different brand challenges and brands of different size and category. So that's kind of what I get excited about, is like trying to keep up and trying to make sure that we can build different models and build those solutions regardless of what challenge might come our way. But I know that, you know, we're a very different looking company today than we were 8 months ago. And in 8 months, we'll probably look very different again. And that can be a little scary and unsettling, but it's also, again, I think the thing that makes it super exciting.
Well, with everything moving so fast, can you give us some advice? You know, most people don't like change.
Yeah.
And change is moving faster than ever before. You obviously embrace change. It sounds like you probably really love the change and take advantage of it. Can you share a piece of advice for most of us who are just so frightened about change? How can we get more comfortable with being uncomfortable?
Yeah, I mean, I wish I could credit who I heard this from, and it's kind of an old adage, but I think if you adapt the mindset of you either win or you learn, you don't fail, I think that opens you up to sort of, you know, to embrace change and to try things. You know, it's, you know, if you do something and it hits, great. You build on it, you run with it, you pour gasoline on it, and you go. If you do something and you miss, you can sit back and say, well, that didn't work.
Right.
Or you can sit back and say, okay, what didn't work about it? How do we optimize it and build for it?
What do we
and how does that, right, what do we learn from it? How does that get us to the next opportunity? And so if you think about it that way, and you can get, you know, your organization and our community and our larger community thinking about things that way, then there really isn't such a thing as losing. There really isn't such a thing as failing. So then there really are, there's nothing to lose. I mean, that's a little flippant, but you know what I mean? It's like, you know, as a philosophy,
Absolutely. It's... But it's a great philosophy.
I think I'm giving people, and also making sure that everyone in the organization, senior most people, my colleagues on the leadership team, down to people who are just starting, all have that freedom. You know, as like, you're not going to get punished for trying something as long as you can come away knowing, learning something from it and
right.
building on it for the future. Then as long as you can give everyone that confidence, then change won't be scary. Change will start to almost become the norm.
Excellent advice. So our umbrella campaign,
yep.
we talk about radio matters and radio works. If you could complete the sentence, radio matters because?
Radio matters because it's uniquely yours. Radio is one, again, you know, radio is what you want it to be, because you can find endless genres, you can find endless ways to engage, you can, you know, it's a choose your own adventure world, which is great. And sometimes now, when so much of the messaging is kind of forced upon us, and yes, we have a skip button, but it's still, it's crammed down our throats so often. And I think radio is choice. And that is really powerful and interesting. And again, I think it gives you a very different kind of opportunity than you do with some other types of content we're generating.
And radio works because?
Radio works because it's enduring. It's been there with us. You know, we've seen entire platforms come and go in months. You know, big things that come out with splashy launches come and go. Radio endures. Radio's been with us. Radio is part of the culture. It's part of the fabric of who we've been. And something so fundamental does work and does matter, because it's just something that we know and is familiar and can always turn to. And the fact that it's just, I mean, it sounds weird to say, but like, it's just still here and still so powerful, that means it's working.
Well, we so appreciate you stopping by
Thank
Radio
you so much
on
for
Main
having
Street.
Me.
Are you kidding?
I appreciate it. This was wonderful.
This was a joy for me.
Thank you so much. Great to see you again. Thank you. Great to see you. Appreciate it.
As we continue to share the value of radio to our advertising partners, David shares a point of view that's really important for all of us to remember and to share. Radio is a captive personal choice for consumers. Unlike any other media, the consumer is in complete control of the immersive environment for which they choose to listen. And this provides marketers and agencies the gift of creative freedom to make their impressions impress and deeply engage. In the continuously changing and evolving marketing and media landscape, the choices become more plentiful for consumers, so it's imperative to continuously try new strategies and tactics. The adage that David shared, and I quote, "You either win or you learn, you don't fail." It's a great philosophy to take to heart as we all continue to drive business growth.
If you'd like to learn more about radio and its many benefits, we invite you to visit us at rab.com, or you can email us directly at askrab@rab.com. Until next time, it's Radio on Main Street.